Mike Leach, soccer analyst, 680 News, joins us to chat about this. Mike, always great to have you on the show. And, well, let's start with that. The fact Germany has not been impressive. They were impressive in the last 10 minutes, and they threw everything they had. They have not been that impressive, but now their future is back in their own hands. Does that make them even more dangerous now, the holders?
Well, yeah, I mean, their future is in their hands, but they need they'll also need a little bit of help from Mexico. If Sweden wins that game against Mexico by a boatload, it could change things. But, yeah, I mean, this is one of those things. I was just saying to your producer, Shaw, I said, Germany went from being on their way out of the tournament to probably being on their way out of the tournament to probably advancing in the span of 45 minutes. And this is a team.
45 seconds, so, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
they came so, so very close to being in really, really desperate circumstances. What a wild finish. And the goal that got them the win in that game. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better goal. That was not a cheapie by any stretch of the imagination from Toni Kroos, who's just a wonderful midfielder. And he really didn't have a very good day today, but he certainly capped it off in style. Yeah, I mean, the Germans are the type of team, they could go through the rest of this tournament without losing another game. And that's a very real possibility. There are a lot of very good teams in this tournament, but man, that would be one of those sort of not Cinderella. They're not a Cinderella team by any sort of stretch of the imagination, but it'd be kind of a weird destiny thing if they go on and run now and go through the tournament without losing another game.
It would be, you know, generally when you see a German team playing at the highest levels of football, you hear words like organized, arrogantly, yet confidently display of football. And what we've seen from them is disorganized, confusion, and a little bit of fear, actually, on the pitch. And today you saw them play with the kind of aggression, particularly in the second half of the game, that they've been noted for. Do you really think that they found their game, and especially because of the way they played in the second half?
I think what they found is they got to halftime today, and I think the switch went on saying, we got to get something done here. We have to get something, you know, and they turned the switch on and took their game up a notch, and it took them almost no time in the second half to find an equalizer. And then just the pressure that they applied to the Swedes, who are a very good defending team.
Yeah.
Italians know how well the Swedes can defend.
Oh, yeah.
being that Sweden was the one that put Italy out in the European playoffs, you know, they had Sweden, the Germans had Sweden under such pressure in the second half. You just got the feeling, even, you know, 25 minutes left, and even after Boateng gets himself sent off, you had the feeling that the Germans might find that breakthrough to get the win, and Toni Kroos providing the moment for them right at the very end.
Mike Leach with his soccer analyst, 680 News, talking about Germany's dramatic win at the World Cup today. Brian Dunstan, Roger Lajoie with you here on Sportsnet tonight, Sportsnet Radio Network. Glad you're with us. Okay, so Mexico books their ticket to the next round. They will not have to worry about their last game against Sweden. You already alluded to what may transpire because they got a 2-1 win in their match today. Your thoughts on the Mexicans and how they played today, Mike, and how do they approach that game? You want to be number one in the group, and further, you know, you don't want to start – you always suspect that maybe teams are, you know, kind of playing for – positioning and whatever. You want to be number one, but even if you're not concerned about finishing first in the group, you don't want a scenario where all three teams finish with 6 points either, and it comes down to goal differential. So in other words, they certainly don't, they're not going to let Sweden beat them 7-0, I wouldn't think.
No, and to clarify, Mexico has not secured advancement yet. They did get the win today, but if they lose to Sweden and Germany beats the Korean Republic, all three teams would be on 6 points. And I think if Germany beats Korea by 2 goals and Sweden beats Mexico by 1, all 3 would be on the same goal differential, and then you're moving to the next levels of tiebreakers, which I can't even think of off of the top of my head.
Holy smokes.
What would it be? Possession?
Flip a coin?
it might be goals scored, but, you know, the Mexicans, certainly I think they were hoping that job would be done with their win, and they were hoping that Sweden would be at least able to get a point today. But that didn't work out, and now they're in a position where they have to approach that game against the Swedes. I don't suggest any team ever go into a game looking at you just trying not to lose. A draw for them is fine, but I think Juan Carlos Osorio has to go into that game against Sweden with the mindset that they're going to have to win, because if they don't, they could end up on the wrong end of the scoreline. And so I really think that the Mexicans still need to push for a win while being very careful at the back as well. I think that's going to be an incredible game. I think that has a potential to be a real cracker. I would expect Germany to beat the Korean Republic. The Koreans are now out. They have nothing to play for now. So I would also
expect Germany to try to fill the net in that game to avoid that scenario too, Mike. I think that's the great sigh of relief for Germany. Who knows what the score of that game could turn out to be?
Yeah, well, exactly. They have come through the two most difficult games in the group for the Germans. Not that they can take the Koreans lightly, because you know what happens when you take a team lightly. Mm-hmm. You know what can happen. But I would expect the Germans to come out full attack and try to put a few by the Koreans early, and really make it a miserable afternoon or miserable day for the Koreans in that final group game.
You know, when I came in here today to join Roger on the air, one of the first things we talked about was that abomination of a performance by Costa Rica against Brazil. What do you make when you see a match like that? What do you say, and what can FIFA do to prevent things like that from happening ever again?
Well, I mean, and it didn't work out for the Costa Ricans.
Not at all.
Right?
Like, and
they ended up having, you know, 6 minutes of time added on. It's a fine line, because the time wasting and some of those things, some of those antics, sometimes that can reap rewards for teams. And had the Costa Ricans been able to see that out, I still don't think they would have gotten out of the group, but that's, I guess, the way tactically that they felt they had to perform, if you want to call it that, with those antics, to try and get at least something out of that game with Brazil, because ultimately that's what mattered more than anything else. It's cynical, but if they were able to see it out, you know, faking injuries and rolling around and all that sort of stuff, then really the tactic worked. I don't know how you get it out of the game. Maybe referees will show players yellow cards for simulation.
Yeah, but they
get a few of those and you're starting to get guys sent off. I mean, maybe it has to be a red card if it's only egregious. I don't know.
But the fact of the matter is they should have thrown yellow cards at them, because it is in the books that you can do that. And there wasn't enough of that. And that's where it makes you wonder what the referees are thinking of. I mean, sure, they added on extra time because of the time wasted. But in order to play the game fairly and sportingly, in a sporting fashion, yellow cards needed to be handed out, and they weren't. So as much as I can blame Costa Rica for that, you have to look at FIFA for this, because they're the ones who govern the officials. They're the ones who enforce the rules. And in that game, the rules were not enforced.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously that's what you want. And I understand from a referee's position, he doesn't want to pull out a yellow card, particularly to a player who's already on a yellow card, and send him off for something like that, and that could cost the team a tournament. I think you're in a situation, and I think you're very right. some of those were absolutely egregious. And it's actually at that point, it's showing up the referee, and it's not in the spirit of the game. So to show a yellow card at that point, yeah, I mean, that's the way to go. Of course, a player gets a yellow card for doing that. He's not going to do it again the rest of the game. Someone else will.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get a yellow card and so on and so forth. And we've seen that. But we've seen that in MLS here in Toronto. I'm thinking of a game TFC lost to Dallas 1-0. And at the end of that game, the last 10 minutes of that game, there were Dallas players all over the ground rolling around. And the fans don't like it. And it's not in the spirit of the game. But at the end of the day, Dallas got the 1-0 result.
Yeah, so, well, Costa Rica tried, didn't get the result. Brazil does get the win. Thankfully, yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way. But, Mike, what about Brazil? In the same way the Germans, I think a lot of people, and I know I'm not an expert, but I've got Brazil over Germany in the World Cup final because just going on the fact of, well, go with the big wigs because they usually get there. Now, you know what? It still may happen. It still very possibly could happen. But Brazil has had the same kind of thing as Germany. They have not been as dominant as people thought. Same question I ask you about the Germans. Now that they're over it and did get those two late goals, enough to make Neymar cry, is everything going to be okay for Brazil?
Well, I mean, Brazil has, I think, Serbia in the last game. And Serbia is desperate. They have to win. I don't think a draw from them probably doesn't work because then they would need Costa Rica, who's going out of the tournament, to tie the Swiss, and even that might not work out because of goal differential and all that. So Serbia giving away the late winner to Switzerland the other day, they have to approach that game against Brazil looking for a win. Brazil, I don't think is necessarily safe because I think I'm not suggesting that the Serbs will beat Brazil, but I think they could. And even if Brazil does go on and win that game or even draws and advances out of the group, how's this for a round of 16 matchup? Brazil versus Germany. Because right now, the way it's setting up, obviously the final games of the group stage will make all the difference, but Brazil could potentially face Germany in the round of 16.
Yeah, because of the win, that's a difference.
That be a tasty game?
Yeah, that's the difference between finishing first or second. It does change how the tournament plays itself out. You're absolutely right about that, Mike. It's one of the fascinating things about it. We only got a couple of minutes. I do want to ask you about Belgium, who, you know, were very impressive filling the net against Tunisia. And we've talked about Germany. We've talked about Brazil and some of the powers that have not, France seemed to get their act together after a tough first game. But Belgium was one of those countries that was in that second tier of, well, if all things go according to plan, maybe they find a way to get through. And you got to like the fact they've put 8 goals up in the first 2 games, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of quality. Belgium's one of those teams that a lot of people really don't. I think they're maybe a little bit underrated. They have a ton of quality in that side. Romelu Lukaku, who plays at Manchester United, is club soccer. He's tied with Cristiano Ronaldo for the Golden Boot on 4 goals. Eden Hazard plays in the Premier League. De Bruyne plays at Manchester City. There's a lot of quality in that Belgian side, and I think it's setting up for a really awesome last day in Group G, because I expect England to fill the net tomorrow against Panama. Nothing against the Panamanians, but for them, the Roman Torres goal at the end of qualification to secure their place in Russia and to knock the Americans out, that was their World Cup win. They really weren't expected to do anything here. I think they've played okay, but haven't been able to get any results. So I expect England to beat them up tomorrow. And that sets up England-Belgium on the final day of the group stage for the top spot in Group G. And it would be interesting because both teams would have secured a place in the next round. I wonder what Gareth Southgate and what Belgium would do with their lineups, how they would approach those games. I wonder if Gareth Southgate would give away his lineup the way he may have done with the English press snapping a photo of his team sheet at training this week. So But anyways, you know, Belgium, England, that would be a tremendous last day to the group stage as well. I think that would be a really good game because all of the players on the England team are from the Premier League, and a lot of the Belgian players are from the Premier League as well.
Been a fascinating World Cup, and I'm sure it will continue to be just that as it comes down out of group stage competition. Mike Leach, soccer analyst, 680 News, joining us to chat about it. Mike, always great to have you on the show. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much, Rog. Anytime.